Blog Talk Radio.
And you are here today because anyone who ever bet against you was wrong. Because any obstacle that ever dared get in your way, no matter how invincible it may have seemed, it was defeated by your innate power to overcome. You are here today because you are powerful beyond measure. Stop denying yourself of this truth. Your greatest self has been waiting your entire life. Don't you dare make it wait any longer.
A Better Today welcomes you to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free with host, speaker, writer, and personal coach, Steve Maraboli. Steve and his expert guests take you on a quest for truth and highlight philosophies and strategies that help you release your greatest self. It's time to focus on your potential instead of your limitations. Here's your host, Steve Maraboli.
Hey, 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 you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. I want you to know that every single show we've ever done is available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. Today, we're talking about this day, this moment. We've been waiting so long. We've been dreaming for so long. We've been procrastinating for so long. Let's talk about this day. Let's talk about this moment. Not just the touchy-feely good stuff. Let's be real about the things that we encounter this day, the things that we encounter in our moments, how to fight back, when to fight, when to be passive. Let's talk about it all. Let's be real, and let's do this right. I want to say hello to the A Better Today community. Keep doing what you're doing. Never forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Everyone's talking about what needs to change in this world. Please be quiet. Please shut up with your philosophies of what should change in this world and just do it. Speak, not with your words, but with your actions. And you'll be surprised at what little actions can do. It's actually the little actions that create the big change. Get out there, the power of one kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. Even the greatest things. I was looking at this show. I was watching a show about the Egyptian pyramids, and it was very interesting. It was a scientific view of the pyramids and what people are thinking about the pyramids now, and what archaeologists and scientists are really starting to believe was the purpose and point of these Egyptian pyramids, as well as some other pyramids around the world. But what was most interesting is I watched this, and they were talking about the enormous structure itself of the Great Pyramid, as they call it in Egypt, that it is simply the Great Pyramid is actually the sum of this little blocks, much smaller blocks. And each block, one by one by one, put together and reinforcing and binding the next one, working together to create this huge structure that has lasted thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And we refer to it as the Great Pyramid, but we tend to forget that that Great Pyramid is created by much, 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 much smaller rocks, smaller blocks. Just like when we look at a beach, in this tremendous beach of beautiful sand, we have to remember that even the sand is actually a sum of each little grain of sand is what creates the beach. So just in that same sense, remember that there is no little act of kindness. There's only act of kindness. Whether it's little or big, it is an act of kindness. And if we can make the change, it doesn't matter what your spiritual or religious beliefs are, we all benefit from being kind to each other and acknowledging each other's existence. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time. I call it the power of one. It's simple. And thank you, A Better Today community, for following and living that power of one and making changes in your community, in your home, in your cities, in your states, in your countries. Thank you so much for participating. Let's talk about the show today. this day, this moment. We talk about it so often. I'll often ask you, what are you waiting for? The reason I ask you that, I've mentioned to you before, my way of living tends to, it's kind of as if I live a lifetime in each day. I live an entire lifetime. I go about my day. I seize the day. I tackle the day. I squeeze it for its juices. I participate in the day. I do all these things. And then at the end of the day, of course, I have a funeral for my day. So it's as if I treat each day independently. I'm aware, of course, I'm aware that there was a yesterday. I'm aware that there's a tomorrow. But I know for a fact that being the best version of myself today puts me in the best place tomorrow. I know this for a fact. I also know that going crazy about yesterday will do nothing for me at all. It'll help me if I remember the things I learned from yesterday and apply them to my today. But if I sicken myself with regret, worry, and wish I had done something different, that will never help me. It'll only poison me. These are the things I know, and these are the things that I've said, and things that other people have said. This has become you can go back thousands of years to spiritual leaders or philosophers, and they'll all say something similar to carpe diem, seize the day, let go of yesterday, blah, blah, blah. We've heard this. But the reason I say this is because I take a very factual view. My philosophy, as you know, is a factual kind of philosophy. I speak in terms of spirituality often, but for me, spirituality is the poetry of our humanity. It is the poetry of our humanity, and spirituality is the essence of that poetry. And I love speaking that way, but I take a very rational look at life and what's true. I often ask myself, what's true? And what I find is, and the reason why I say seize this day, seize this moment, all of this is because it's true that today, I don't like to date these shows, but look at the date today. Now, this is that day. This is that day. This is the first time you have ever seen this day. And it is also the last time you will ever see this day. This day, in this month, and in this year, this is the first time anybody in the world has ever seen or lived this day. And it's also the last one. This day will come and go, whether you seize it or not. But it'll come for the first time ever, and it'll leave for the last time ever. I find power in that. I find power in that. This is it. Like, this is the day. This is my chance to say I was present for this day, that I was alive for this day, that I shaped this day. And that's the way I look at it. I look at it and say, wake up. This is my opportunity to leave an impact on this day. This day is here for me. The reason I'm experiencing it is because it's here for me. It's here for you. It's here for us. What am I going to do with that? And that really does help me get into the mindset of usually an ass-kicking day. And that's why I talk about this day in this moment. But I thought that today we would also talk about the things that we encounter in that reality. You know, it's easy to say, that's it. You can go and seize it. But the truth is, there's all kinds of stuff that comes along with this day. First of all, there could be, and most powerfully, by the way, you may be pointing at all the things that go wrong in your day and all the things you wake up to in your day, and those do seem like huge monsters. But the truth is, the most powerful thing in our day is our perception of it, is our thoughts, our conditioned thoughts. That's the most powerful obstacle you will ever have. Just like they are also, your conditioned thoughts, your thought process is also the most powerful ally you will ever have. You actually get to choose. you choose, sometimes subconsciously, but you choose whether your thought process, your way of thinking, your agreement with reality is going to be your arch nemesis and eventually the one that destroys you, or the nourishing part of your life and the person, the thing, the idea that actually propels you to where you want it to be. So each day we encounter something. Usually, I would say the most common damaging thought is that same crap, different day thought. And the reason I say that's the most damaging, because it doesn't, you would think that it would be, oh, I can't do it and I'm not good enough. And all those, believe me, they're plenty damaging. But the reason I say the most devastating is that same crap, different day thought is because it seems innocent. Oh, same stuff, different day. It seems innocent. It kind of goes through our radar. Oh, I'm not good enough, and I'm not strong enough, and I'm never going to be there. That's easy to pick up as a negative, harmful thought. That's easy to pick up. But that same crap, different day thought, is innocent enough to get by your filters. And that thought process has single-handedly stolen, most likely, years from your life. Stolen years from your life. Why? Because it takes away the uniqueness of the day, it takes away the potentiality of the day, and it takes away your possibility for change of the day. So what the day has to offer, that mentality steals. Isn't that incredible? It's crazy that it works that way. But it does. And again, it is simple enough. It is a simple enough thought process, an innocent enough thought process to go under your radar. So you say little things to yourself because that little thought process actually leads to other kinds of thoughts. So today, for instance, is Monday. Today's Monday. So you might not say to yourself at this point, you've been saying it subconsciously to yourself for so long, so you might not actually say to yourself, oh, same crap, different day. You might not actually say that to yourself. You may say that to yourself, and you may be one of those wonderful nourishers that says it to other people. To me, that's the equivalent of inhaling cigarette smoke and just walking up to somebody and blowing it in their face. And just, let me share my poison with you. When you walk around going, oh, same crap, different day, you are sharing your poison with other people. But let's get back to what I was saying. So you may not be saying it out loud and even consciously saying it to yourself, but you say something that years of that thought process lead to. You wake up on a Monday morning and you say, oh, it's Monday. This is what I do Mondays. Or you wake up Tuesday morning and say, oh, it's Tuesday. It's what I do Tuesdays. You may even have that language. Listen if you say this to yourself. Oh, it's a Monday. These are what my Mondays look like. Oh, it's a Tuesday. It's a Wednesday. Whatever. You refer to it as if it is a structured thing. It's a Monday. This is what I do. And again, it seems innocent enough. It seems innocent enough, but you don't realize how deadly that thought process is, because you rob the day of its uniqueness and rob it of its potentiality in your life. So you're robbing yourself of an opportunity to experience something new, because the truth is, like I said, it's a day you've never seen. This is why a lot of my quotes and topics I write end in today's a new day. It's not because I'm trying to be a cheerful, annoying guy. I'm not trying to be cheerful, annoying guy, or annoying, cheerful guy, however you want to say it. I'm not trying to be that guy. What I'm trying to do is actually tell you something. Today is a new day. I'm getting you to read that so that even if for a second you read that, it's at least putting up some sort of fight against your deadly subconscious that has been telling you today is not a new day. It's a Monday, and it's like every other Monday. It's a Wednesday, and it's like every other Wednesday. So the reason I put today is a new day, because I want your subconscious to at least read it, at least hear you say it, so that maybe if I catch you at the right moment when you read that, if I catch you at the right moment when you read that, maybe it'll get through. Maybe it'll get through. How powerful would that be? How powerful would it be if that got through and you embraced the truth of that? The truth that each day is brand new. The truth that, guess what? Guess what? 365 brand new days every year. That is a fact. That's not wishful thinking. That's not annoying positive guy. That is a fact. 365 brand new days every single year. So why on earth would you tell yourself the lie? Why would you tell yourself the lie that it's the same crap or that it's the same day? You don't know what today will bring. And if you don't know what today will bring, why not take the initiative and bring something to today? You bring something to today. Let today be wondering what you bring instead of you sitting back wondering what it brings. You wake up in the morning and say, oh, what's a brand new day? What can I do today? What can't I do today? I've got to go to work, because my reality is I got to go to work and I'm going to the office. But guess what? I could leave a little earlier for the office. I could listen to a little different music. I can say hello to people while I'm on my way to the office. I can sing in the car. I can talk to someone on the bus or the train. There's a million different options you could do differently. Oh, I can get up a little earlier. Instead of singing in the car, instead of writing, I'm going to actually think about my strategy for the day, for the week, for the year. I'm going to look into and start moving on that new career I'm looking into. I'm going to start reading about on the train today or on the bus today. Instead of just sitting there people watching, I'm going to read about this new career, read about this topic, read about this new healthy way of living. Whatever it is, you can do something different every single day. I'm going to answer my emails. I'm going to send back text messages. I'm going to tell the people today. I'm going to tell everyone I'm going to look through my phone while I'm sitting on the bus, while I'm sitting on the train. I'm going to look through my phone and anyone I see in my contact list who I haven't contacted in a while, but I appreciate them, but I have a good memory of them or something like that, I'm going to send them a quick little text. I'm going to send them a quick little email. Whatever it is, you can participate in the day. You can go, you could call your parents, you can call your kids, you can call your friends, you can do whatever. You have unlimited possibilities. You could walk by a flower shop and smell flowers. I mean, you could do anything. You can do anything. And I truly, truly know that the reason you can do anything is because it is a brand new day. How do I know that? How do I know it's not the same crap, different day? Because I just told you right now, while you're listening, you can send somebody a message. You can do something like that. You could send them an email. You could tell them you appreciate them. You could tell them you love them. You can do all of that right now. You can. You absolutely can. Can you do that yesterday? If I said, hey, send somebody an email yesterday, Can I tell somebody you love them yesterday? Can you do any of that? Absolutely not. You can't do something yesterday. If I said, oh, take something back and do something that undo something you did yesterday, you can't do that either. You have no control over yesterday. Yesterday is gone. That is proof that it's not the same crap, different day. That is proof that you are not stuck making today identical to yesterday. It's proof. You're waiting for a perfect day. You're waiting for a perfect moment. You're waiting for a perfect reason. When that perfect day, that perfect moment, that perfect reason is always today. Because while we are, our brains are pattern seekers. So because we're pattern seekers, we like to find the sum of things, and we consider ourselves the sum of things. So our lifetime, we think a lifetime, I have a lifetime to do this. But do you know what your lifetime is? Whether your lifetime is 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 90 years, 100 years, however long you live, whatever your lifetime is. The truth is that all it is one today, followed by another today, followed by another today. That's what your life is. Your life is a today. So don't have that nasty lie in your mind. That nasty lie of the same crap, different day. That nasty illusion that today's a Monday is a Monday. It's a Tuesday. It's a Wednesday. And thereby subconsciously promising yourself it'll be no different than last Monday, last Tuesday. Don't do that to yourself. And it's another demonstrable thing. It's another thing I can demonstrate. What that thought process has done to you. Because it's easy as I hear myself say it, I can almost tell myself, wow, that's a little dramatic, huh? Don't do that to yourself. Same crap, different day mentality is poison. That does sound a little dramatic until you start thinking about it. Until you start thinking about the subtle damage it has done to your life. That same crap, different day mentality has stopped you from living the life you want to live. Your mind knows what it wants, and it's not limited. If you think right now, if you think about flying through the air, through the Grand Canyon, and you're soaring like an eagle, your mind can actually envision that. Your mind has no limits. It's when you start limiting your own desires and dreams with poisonous words and agreements with reality. That's where the potentiality is limited and in many ways stolen from you. You end up in that thought process where you're thinking about yesterday, you're thinking about last week, you're thinking about previous Mondays. And as I've told you just a little bit ago, you're putting your focus and energy onto the past, something you cannot change. Something you cannot change. What you can do. While you can't change the past, you can shape the future. And the way you shape the future is by living today, by being alive today, not just existing through it, but by being alive today, by being purposeful today, by being mindful today, by being alert and driven today by being free and embracing the truth of your power today. You shape your future by shaping today and each today. Tomorrow will be a brand new today, and you shape that too. And that's where you shape your future. When people ask me, how did you get to this point? How did you get to this point in your success? How did you get to this point in your impact, in your reach? At such a young age, how did you get to this point? And I answer them by taking it one day at a time, by being the best I can one day at a time. It almost sounds like a bullshit answer. It almost sounds like a whole answer, but it's not. It's the absolute truth. It's actually the only way I could get here. It's the only way a successful person can get where they are. And it's the only way someone who's miserable and depressed and upset with their life can get to where they are. Your life is the sum of what you did in each today. That's what your life is. So when I had gained a bunch of weight and was feeling crappy, that didn't just happen. That was the sum of bad choices on my each today that I processed through. I woke up and said, I didn't make healthy choices for my body. And one day I realized, oh, wow, I'm feeling like crap and I'm not looking my best. It didn't just happen. Like everything else, it was a series of ways that I handled my todays. When was the last time you woke up and said, this is my day? How would your life be different if you woke up realizing this is a day I have never seen? Nobody has ever seen this day, no matter how grand they were. You could have been Aristotle, Socrates, Marcus Aurelius. You could have been whoever. They did not see this day. I'm seeing this day. I have these hours. And then this day will be forever gone. And in place of this day will be a new day, reflecting a version of me that I have chosen. When was the last time you woke up and said, I get to shape this day? And then you spent the day proving that. You spent the day making healthy choices for yourself, not just in what you eat, but what you feed your mind and your body. The way that you treat your goals and your dreams. When was the last time you were so aware of the power you have each day that you were able to define your goals and your dreams as living goals and living dreams, or dead goals and dead dreams? When was the last time you, it was me just mentioning it just now, the only time it's ever even occurred to you that you could have dead goals and dead dreams? Most people have dead goals and dead dreams. Your goals and your dreams, they are, if you want to bring them to reality, that means you are bringing them to life. You are birthing them. What do you do with something you want to come to life? What do you do with something you want to keep alive? You got to feed it. You got to nourish it. You got to validate it. That's what brings something to life, and that's what keeps something alive. And most people will dream their dream. Most people will think their goal, but they won't take steps. They won't take actions that nourish that goal. They'll want it in their mind. But because they don't take the action, those goals, those dreams, die. And they are no longer goals. They are no longer dreams. They are wishes. When was the last time you fed your goals and fed your dreams? When was the last time you felt so empowered in your day that you no longer just wanted to wish something? You wanted to bring it to life. You wanted to feed it. When was the last time? When was the last time you went to bed exhausted from living your day 100%? Have you ever done that? Here's the good news. Today's a new day. You have that opportunity today. Now let's talk about taking that opportunity when we get back. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. I want you to make sure that you would check out our website, stevemaraboli.com, abettertoday.com, and every single show we've ever done is available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. That's empoweredlivingradio.com. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Empowered Living. We'll be right back. Just like your capacity for life, happiness, and success is immeasurable. Day after day, countless people across the globe get on the scale in search of validation of beauty and social acceptance. Get off the scale. I have yet to see a scale that can tell you how enchanting your eyes are. I have yet to see a scale that can show you how wonderful your hair looks when the sun shines its glorious rays on it. I have yet to see a scale that can thank you for your compassion, sense of humor, and contagious smile. Get off the scale because I have yet to see one that can admire you for your perseverance when challenged in life. It's true, the scale can only give you a numerical reflection of your relationship with gravity. That's it. It cannot measure beauty, talent, purpose, life force, possibility, strength, or love. Don't give the scale more power than it has earned. Take note of the number, then get off the scale and live your life. You are beautiful.
Forget the power of one. One kind gesture, one person at a time, one day at a time.
Made a wrong turn once or twice. Dug my way out, blood and fire. Bad decisions, that's alright. Welcome to my silly life. Mistreated, please.
Hey, 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 welcome back. You're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our website, stevemaraboli.com, empoweredlivingradio.com. That's every single show we've ever done available 100% free. What do we got there? And we have blog, we have Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Pinterest, we have YouTube, we have great videos on YouTube. Hey, feel free to tell us what you think about the videos on YouTube. And any feedback. I've been picking feedback that I get, but if you want something specific, feel free to send it in. You can send in instant feedback. Even if you're not listening to the live show, I get instant feedback all the time. People listen to the show whenever, and so they'll feedback. I'll get feedback from a show I did a year ago, and someone's listening, and they'll email feedback. So you can send feedback. You could say that this is for a video, a possible video feedback, whatever it is. I'll keep doing the video feedbacks, and I enjoy doing it. I love interacting, answering questions, and it's a lot easier also than answering back through email for everybody. So again, that's our website, empoweredlivingradio.com. Today we're talking about this day. This moment, I know what it's like. Believe me, I know what it's like. It's a conscious choice. This is another thing. I was reading the feedback during the break, and another thing. It's really hard to how do I get this thought out? It's really hard to be in a position where you're trying to explain something, but at the same time not sound separate from everyone else. It's hard to not sound guru-y in essence when you're explaining something to somebody. And as I read, the reason I'm answering that is for those of you who listen to the show often know that I usually go out of my way to not be that guru guy. But as I read the feedback, it's almost impossible. But as I read the feedback, people are answering, Steve, I wish I had that insight you had. I appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I do appreciate that feedback. And I'm getting, oh, if I had that kind of insight, I would this, I would that. And you get kind of placed in a different category than everyone else. And I want you all to know that I didn't wake up with the whole, and now I just know. This is I'm telling you this out of experience, that I fight the same battles you fight. We all do. Even the guru that you watch and you buy all their books, they may not say it, and they may give the appearance of transcended guru, but they're not. They still fight those same battles. So don't feel that you're any less anything. You're not. We fight these battles, and the stuff that I'm sharing with you now, this is how I do it for myself. I'm sharing with you my experience. This is why I live each day like it's its own, because it's easier. Life is simple. But it's not easy, right? So the reason that I do this, and I hope you all are listening now, because I'm explaining to you some of the inner workings of my mind. The reason I stick to today is a new day, this is your moment, this is your day, is because it's true. And I learned this out of psychological self-defense. And it started, I've told these stories before, but it started when I was a teenager and I was in the military. And in the military, you go through difficult things. And I learned to compartmentalize in one way and excel. The reason I was able to excel in the military is because a lot of the military training is they put it in place so that it overwhelms you. They add day after day after day after day. They say, okay, we're going to give these soldiers 7 miserable days, And they're going to break. We're going to break them psychologically. We're going to break. They're going to break down psychologically because they're getting 7 miserable days. Well, I learned the reason why after those 7 days I was fine. And I performed well in all 7 days. And they were saying, Maraboli, how could you possibly be doing this? We haven't seen this before. We've never put people through 7 days of this and them come out so fine and so do so well. And I explained to them what I learned in those 7 days. It's that at no point in my mind did I go through 7 days of that craziness. I went through 1 day of that craziness. And the next day I went through 1 day of that craziness. I went through 1 day 7 times. And it's different than going through 7 days of it. I didn't let it accumulate in my mind. I handled what I needed to handle that was right in front of me, right now. This moment, this day, I handled it, I navigated through it, it kicked my ass, I punched it back a few times, I did my best, I was always the best version of me, no matter what, whether I'm winning an award or I'm crawling through mud, I'm going to be the best version of me. That's all I can do. That's what I learned. It's all I can do is be the best version of me. I'm bombarded since I was a kid, just like you. We are bombarded by things that are trying to tell us to do more and be more than we are. Whether it's reaching success, to reaching this, reaching that, becoming this, becoming that. That shit drives you crazy. So I learned to just be the best version of me. That's all I can do anyway. And that started as a teenager, I started thinking that. So that was just at the beginning of training. So as I went through that, everything I went through past that, I'd do the same. I'm just going to be the best I can be today. And they'd put you through another training. And Steve, you're going through survival school now. Very few people get selected and blah, blah, blah. They tell you that same old spiel. And they say, this is going to be 4 weeks of hell and blah. But no, it was just 1 day at a time. I can go through 1 day. I can do anything 1 day at a time. It's when I start compounding. Oh, man, I've been doing this for a week. Oh, man, it's been the same shit for 2 weeks. That kind of thinking, of course, will drive you crazy. How could you want to be wake up and be inspired to live your day and be your best if you're thinking like that? You can't. And that's why all those other dudes flunked out. Or we needed help, or we're going crazy, or we're talking in their sleep at night, or freaking out, and all whatever else they were doing. And I was having a killer day, whether the day sucked or whether it was great. I was the best version of me, and at night I would sleep amazing, knowing I did my best. And then the next day I would deal with what I deal with and navigate and lead it and do what I do again. And folks, it's the same thing I do now. It's the same thing, and that's what I'm trying to explain to you. It's not a spiritual connection or whatever it is you want to call it. It's being alert to life and realizing, wait a second, why am I driving myself nuts? I look and I watch people, and I see the people who are driving themselves crazy are the people who are focusing, they're accumulating their stresses. So they're carrying around all their stresses. Oh, my life has sucked for a year, for 5 years, for whatever. And they're carrying around every single day of that. Every single day. I decided by observing that why would I want to do that? I can't change anything about yesterday. I can't change anything about 2 hours ago. I can't change anything about 2 minutes ago. Why the hell would I stress out about it if I know I can't change it? Never mind 2 minutes ago, 2 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago. Why would I carry all of that with me if it cannot help me but only hurt me? So I decided not to. And it was an amazing decision. Because I learned that the peak of our humanity, and now I understand it even more, that I'm understanding the brain and all that a little bit more. I understand that that's actually a great habit I picked up at a young age. that we are most effective and most efficient as human beings when we're focusing on the task, the current task, that task that's in front of us right now. And for us, that's this day. It's this day. It's the only thing you have any power over. And the only thing you can do in this day is be the best version of yourself. And what does that mean? It's the version that makes you happy. The version that makes you feel fulfilled. It's acting towards your dreams. It's acting towards your goals. That's what makes us feel fulfilled. That's why even though you do it every now and then, when you exercise, you feel amazing and you sleep well and you feel great about yourself. You even feel excited about life and you're ready to do it again. It's exciting. It's, the reason you feel that way is because for that moment that you're exercising, you're acting towards your goals. You brought your goal, you brought your dream back to life. And yeah, that feels amazing because you are being the best version of yourself. So that's why I'm talking about this day and this moment. And yes, it sounds guru-y, and yes, it sounds that way. But understand that I'm telling you this because I learned this out of psychological and spiritual self-defense. It is easy to drive yourself crazy, and it's easy to put yourself in a place psychologically in which you steal life from yourself. And I've done it, and I've seen it. Same crap, different day, steals your life. Today's like every other Monday, steals your life, kills your dreams, kills your goals. Think about it. Think about what I'm saying. Think about where this is true in your life. Think about the last time you took action towards your dreams and goals and how great you felt. Think about the times you don't take action towards your dreams and goals and how crappy that feels. Does having a same crap, different day mentality make you feel uplifted or make you feel uninspired? It makes you feel uninspired. You know why? Because it's not true, and your soul knows it's not true. But it knows you're so stubborn, you're not going to get past it. So even your spirit and soul is like, wah, wah, just watching you throw away another day, pounding on top of yourself more days and more regret. And, oh, man, I'm not going to work out now. I was supposed to start my workout January 1st for my New Year's resolution, and now it's a few months later, and I don't want to start that. I've already thrown away, oh, man, I guess I'll start next month and do it again. That is a day stealer. That's a week stealer. That's a month stealer. That's a life stealer. Start today. Start now. Don't care if you do 5 jumping jacks. Start now. Take an action towards your goal. You want to birth it. You got to feed it. Someone asks me on the feedback, can you explain the feeding of your dreams and goals more? How much more do you want me to explain it? Your dreams and goals are alive. You want it to stay alive. You got to feed it, nourish it. The only way to do that is to validate it with your actions. That's it. It's like if you had a baby and you have a baby sitting in your house. You can intend to feed it, but if you intend to feed it for days but not actually feed it, the baby's going to die. I know you've read the book that says intention's everything. Feed a baby with intention and see what happens. Well, no, don't do that, folks. I take it back. Don't do that because the baby will die if you feed it with intention. Understand what I'm telling you. If you have a goal, if you have a dream, that is your baby. Feed it with your actions. just as you would keep the baby alive by having an intent to feed it and then feeding it, keep your goals and your dreams alive by intending to do it and then doing it. I can't explain it any more simply than that. I'm sorry I don't have a 10-point system and a 5-point. I'm sorry I don't have that. I don't. The closest I do to that is maybe the 4 pillars of success. But that's not like an observation I've made that's true. But even that, I can summarize it in 4 paragraphs. I'm sorry that I don't have a huge 12 discs DVD seminar to sell you for this. I don't. I'm not going to do that to you. It's as simple as having a baby and wanting to keep it alive. Ask yourself the question, will my intention keep it alive, or will feeding it keep it alive? Which one's true? And your life is no different than that. I wish I could tell you it was, but it's not. That's why you've been buying those books for years, and that's why you've been taking those courses for years, and nothing has changed. Nothing's changed. The only thing that's changed is your thoughts in some ways, your intentions maybe in some ways. But your life hasn't drastically changed. And the reason is because you have to keep it alive with your actions. You take one step. You take one step and you are closer. That's a fact. So why not take that step today, now, this day, this moment? Stop waiting for that perfect day. There is no such thing as that perfect day. There is no such thing, folks. I want you to critical listen for a second. There is no such thing as that perfect day. There is only such thing as this perfect day. That day never comes. Do you know why? Because it's never that day. It's always this day. It's always today. Your life is a series of todays. So don't wait any longer. Don't let it be stolen from you. Don't let it die. Don't let it be given away to someone else. Don't let that happen. You've waited for how long? You've been waiting for so long. How many days do you have piled on you right now? How quick are you to tell me how long you've been suffering, how long your life has been challenging, how long of this and how long of that? It's been this many years. It's been that many years. It's been how much are you? You have all those days calculated, and you're paying attention to all those days. And by doing that, you're ignoring today, which is the only day in which you could do anything about it. And then today comes and goes, and you pile that on top of yourself, and you're still not paying attention. Folks, life is a beautiful thing. It can be challenging. It will be challenging. It could be tough. It will be tough. It could seem indifferent, and it will seem that way. There will be events in your life that are going to take your breath away for positive things. There's going to be events in your life that are going to take your breath away for negative things. There's going to be people in your life that come and go. Some of them are going to leave impacts in a positive way. Some people are going to leave impacts in a negative way. You're going to love people. You're going to lose people. That is life. And all of those things happen during a today, a today at some point in the journey. But don't let in that journey be lost the power of your choice, the power of your ability to change, and the truth. Don't let the truth be lost. That each day is unique. just like each of us is unique. Each day is unique. Treat it as such. Each day is unique. Live it as such. You have the opportunity to share. You have the opportunity to love. You have the opportunity to succeed. Each day is an opportunity for you to step closer to that, to be closer to your dream, to be closer to your goals, to be closer. To be closer to that very thing you've thought of. What you've always wanted. Because something magical happens when you live each day, each moment. That happiness that we were seeking, you realize that it wasn't something that you needed to find. It was something that you needed to be a part of. And when you acknowledge that each day is its own, and you live accordingly by seizing the opportunities of the day to share, to move closer to your goals and dreams, to be compassionate, to share love, to be excited about your day, to recognize all the opportunities of the day and to make choices on those opportunities, to be more than just intent, but to take action. When you do that, you realize there's a sense of contentment, a sense of accomplishment, a sense of life that can only be described as happiness that comes over you, and it is a feeling like you've never felt before. It's not a happeningness that wears off. It is a happiness that is based in contentment, in truth, and in the power of each day. It's something beautiful that happens. And it fuels you and inspires you to live each day like an abundant today, like an abundant moment, like a moment you can change things, a moment you can refine things, improve, enhance things, a moment that you can make yours and shape. And by doing that, we not only shape each of our days, but because of that, we shape what we call the future. And to me, that's the most powerful way to live. And the only way to be truly alive. And I'll do that every single day. Folks, you're listening to Empowered Living Life, the Truth, and Being Free. I'm your host, Steve Maraboli. Make sure you check out our websites, SteveMaraboli.com, abettertoday.com, and of course, every single show we have ever done is available 100% free at empoweredlivingradio.com. Big hugs from New York. I love you all. Go out there and make a difference. We'll talk to you next time.
A Better Today would like to thank you for listening to Empowered Living, Life, the Truth, and Being Free.